The old advice that it's not polite to discuss politics and religion has never seemed less followed. Religion has become a standard topic for political candidates. Kathy Young has the last in a morning edition series of commentaries on presidents and religion.
It seems that in America in 2004, we have a religious test for public office, particularly for president. It's not a requirement of belonging to a specific denomination, the way office holders in England were once required to belong to the state church. Just a general expectation of strong and outspoken religious faith. Polls show that more than half of Americans say they would not vote for a presidential candidate who was an atheist. But in presidential campaigns, it seems that simply believing in God is not enough. In recent years, the fashion has been for candidates to wear their faith on their sleeves. It's a bipartisan trend. During the 2000 presidential campaign, then-Republican candidate George Bush famously stated in a debate that Jesus Christ was his favorite political philosopher. On the Democratic side, vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman said in a campaign speech that, as a people, we need to reaffirm our faith and renew the dedication of our nation and ourselves to God and God's purpose. This issue emerged in the current presidential campaign when Democratic candidate Howard Dean's religion, or lack thereof, became an issue. Dean had said that he didn't go to church often and that religion did not inform his views on public policy. Critics said he would have trouble presenting himself as a moderate or a centrist, regardless of his actual policy positions, because he was too secular. In response, Dean tried to repackage himself as a man of faith and succeeded only in looking opportunistic. Many voters approve when elected officials mix faith and policy decisions. Few eyebrows were raised when President Bush said, "We need common-sense judges who understand that our rights were derived from God." And some Democrats are trying to reframe liberal policies, such as protecting the environment or helping the poor, as faith-based. Of course, politicians whose faith is central to their lives have every right to discuss their religious beliefs in public. To muzzle or to mock them would be intolerant. But it is equally intolerant to make this option an obligation. Today, we would have no trouble recognizing that political prejudice against Jews or Catholics is wrong. Then why are we willing to condone prejudice against the non, or even the less, religious? Let's remember that while close to 90% of Americans believe in God, approximately 40% do not belong to a church and do not consider religion a very important part of their lives. They should not be reduced to second-class citizens.
The comments of Kathy Young, a columnist for Reason magazine and the Boston Globe.